$2 trillion in infrastructure spending. It may be closer to reality than you might think. Higher speed limits in the Sooner State, not quite as soon as some would hope. And traffic relief to the Port of L.A.? Some people actually kind of worried. I'm Road Guy Rob with your transportation news headlines. Infrastructure talk between congressional Democrats and the White House appears to be productive, with both sides seeming supportive of a $2 trillion investment in U.S. infrastructure. Now they're looking for ways to pay for it. The federal gas tax may be the ticket. Labor unions like the AFL-CIO, business groups like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, both giving a thumbs up to potentially doubling the 18.4 cents per gallon you pay each time you fill up, which, by the way, that tax has not been increased in over 25 years. So as you can imagine, it's lost a lot of its buying power to inflation. National Economic Director Larry Kudlow opposes the tax hike. Two lawmakers have proposed legislation to eliminate the federal excise tax on the sale of big rigs and trailers. The tax adds about $10,000 to the price of a new semi-truck, which helps fund the Highway Trust Fund, which trucks do benefit from. But proponents of the bill say truck sales are inconsistent from year to year. The amount it contributes to the fund is relatively insignificant, but makes the price of new trucks less affordable. The fee was originally introduced to help pay for World War I. Pump the brakes. A deal to raise the gas tax in Minnesota by 20 cents per gallon has fallen apart. Both parties are planning to go back to the table soon. Oklahoma State Transportation Commission now has legislative authority to raise speed limits across the state, rural freeways potentially bumping up to 75. But you won't see ODOT posting new signs with numbers that high, at least not right away. The DOT says they want to conduct a few engineering studies first. The Turnpike Authority is still pushing ahead with its plan to increase their speed limit to 80 miles per hour in November. Pennsylvania is canceling $300 million worth of paving projects on rural roads for a second year in a row. That's because of flooding, emergency repairs, which have spent a lot of the money. PennDOT says without a revenue bump, future weather problems could eat more money year after year indefinitely, and so these projects may never happen. Traffic in and out of the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach may see a bit of traffic relief in the months ahead. That sounds like good news to you and me, but the reason why there will be traffic relief doesn't quite sound so good. That's because a new 25% tariff on imported goods from China, part of President Trump's trade war with the East, may go into effect on Friday. Over half of the port's cargo volume is imports from China. Port executives say they've seen 25% of the export volume decline in 2018 because of the trade war. Georgia's DOT is planning meetings to discuss adding toll lanes to Interstate 285. It would be one piece of a proposed network of express lanes across Atlanta on several of the area's freeways. San Diego's transportation planners, a group called SANDAG, have a multi-billion dollar plan to build more mass transit across the county. But it would mean spending money from a half-cent sales tax, which currently funds freeway expansion projects. Two county supervisors are not happy with that. They strongly oppose the plan, calling it a raid on the fund. Peoria residents are watching the Illinois River very closely. It crested Monday with nearly 30 feet higher than normal and more rain in the forecast. So traffic is impacted, naturally. No cars are being permitted on the streets adjacent to the water, just to be safe. Boats are off limits, too, for the time being. The Army Corps of Engineers are closely watching the locks and dams along the river. The Empire State will soon get a new transportation commissioner. Governor Andrew Cuomo has nominated Marie Therese Dominguez. She previously worked for the U.S. Department of Transportation as the head of the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration. For more transportation headlines delivered right to your phone, please subscribe to the Transportation News from Road Guy Rob podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts. For fun, in-depth videos on transportation like, what lessons did engineers learn from America's deadliest freeway collapse? Go to YouTube. Search for Road Guy Rob and hit subscribe. Thanks for listening.